Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. This past year, we have dealt with some unprecedented challenges, that's for sure. But does that mean we need brand new solutions, or are there some time-tested principles for dealing with financial difficulties? That's our topic today. Also, Marilyn Brown Ross will be joining us today. She's a member of Eric's wealth team, and they'll be talking about reverse mortgages. So if you want to learn about that, stick around for that. The phone number today, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. You'll hear Eric talk about his blueprint to worryless wealth. And this is something that he's designed to help retirees as they plan out their retirement. You can get this complimentary. You can reach out to us, 800-454-1184, or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. A big hello to you, Eric. Great to be here with you.
Yeah, it's good to be on. And, you know, with the craziness of year end, which normally was parties and festival things and all this stuff. And then now we've got overreactive counties that are shutting things down, even though we're not at the limits that the governor said. And so it's been a little crazy, and it's going to be a very different Christmas time, and probably could have been potentially one of the most exciting New Year's ever, because it's a year that everybody wants to get rid of, right?
Exactly.
And now we're not even supposed to be with more than one household than our own household. So yeah, that kind of kills a lot of parties and celebrations. So we'll have to see how that really plays out and how people really act versus what they're told to do.
Exactly.
It's pretty frustrating and stuff. So yeah, well, hopefully things will be improving once, you know, vaccines come along and, you know, things can get better. But I think we still got a ways to go, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was at the mall the other day thinking, gosh, you look at these pretty things to wear to a party and there's no parties this year. I'm like, oh, that's so sad. No parties, no office parties or like you said, even New Year's parties. And boy, are we going to be ready to celebrate the new year. Are you guys in the holiday spirit even so?
Well, of course, trying, but definitely a little strange.
Okay. So I guess the National Retail Federation is saying we're still going to have a strong finish to 2020, even in spite of the pandemic. And I wanted to know about your clients. Are they carrying on as usual with their typical holiday spending?
Well, telling your financial advisor that you're spending a lot of money is almost something that never happens. Just trying to get them to tell the truth of what they actually spend is always a tough situation. But yeah, no, I mean, for most of my clients, I mean, so many are in high tech and all that stuff that, you know, it really hasn't affected them, a lot of this downturn. And actually, amazingly, of course, it's helped a lot of them because a lot of them have record high stock prices and so forth. So, you know, they're actually, you know, socking a bunch of money away and trying to protect it from loss and really trying to be a little bit smarter about it, because a lot of people can see that this rally is going to end at some point, once things calm back down. And, you know, a lot of these things that have run up may not be up so high. So a lot of them are trying to really protect things from the downside. But in terms of the spending, they don't typically always tell me.
That's so funny. All right. Well, we certainly have had some challenges this past year. So I thought it'd be interesting to hear from you what you think some of the biggest lessons are we could have learned from this past year.
Well, of course, I mean, some of the stuff is, you know, just old, tried and true stuff that you should have always known. But sometimes until something happens, you don't really pay attention to it, right? So obviously have an emergency fund. And that's always a tough number to really kind of grasp. I mean, I have some people that really have some emotional kind of issues around, you know, how much should they have? Because right now, cash makes you nothing. I mean, you know, if you're at a good online savings account, you might get 0.5%. Woohoo, right? I mean, that's not much money. And so having a huge emergency fund does not make sense, but it's really bad when you have none, because then, of course, your alternative is credit card debt. So, you know, really that should be about a 3 to 6 month spending balance, not income, but spending. So in other words, if, you know, maybe you're making, you know, your household income's $10,000 a month, but you're only spending $5,000. Well, then that means you should be basing those numbers off that $5,000 number, not the $10,000. Because obviously if you're, you know, laid off or something's happening, you're not going to be funding your 401k. You're not going to be, you know, funding the ESPP or, you know, other benefits that you may be doing right now with that. And then obviously also you know, how much are you spending on things, right? I mean, what is that numbers? You know, if things have gotten tighter, then maybe you should be, you know, cutting back. I mean, so look at how much you're actually spending, because I find for most of my clients, they kind of spend what they make. And, you know, I don't believe there's anybody who has extra money. You know, that's kind of like some sort of, you know, thing like a unicorn, right? It, you know, we think it might exist, but we've never really seen it. And so many people just spend whatever they have. And if they make more, they just spend more. And you know, so there's no, like, a lot of times they'll say, oh, I'll save more when I have extra money. Nobody ever has extra money. There's always something you could be doing with it, right? So making sure you pay yourself first. That's really the big thing. And then, of course, really looking long term. I mean, making sure that all the decisions, all the reactions that you're making is for a permanent type of reason, right? And I find the number one problem that people have is if you don't have a plan, it's really tough to know how to think long term. You know, so if you're trying to, you know, lose, say, a set number of pounds, then you can look at how much you're exercising, how much you're doing, right, and be tracking it. But if you just say, I want to lose weight, what does that mean, right? How much do you track, and how much do you, you know, there's no defined number. So if you have a plan saying that I'm going to save this much, I'm going to be doing this, we're going to have so much at retirement, it's really easy to see if you're on track or off track. But without that, and if it's just, hey, someday I want to retire, you know, that's not a plan, right? That's just a dream. So yeah, that's when you really want to have that income plan, a written income plan, so that way you can see how your future is growing and how things are doing to make sure you're not going to run out of money and so forth. And, you know, so that's why that part is so critical. And then also you want to see what risk of level of your investments are. I mean, this is, you know, 2020 has been an insane year in terms of the market, just, you know, whipshawing all over the place. So what is that risk level now? And if things all of a sudden turn the other direction, what does that mean to you? And then obviously taxes are a huge thing. I mean, right now there's a ton of tax moves we're doing with our clients before taxes go back up. And that's something that is super critical and you have to do in 2020 to get the benefits in 2020. You can't do this tax planning in April when you do your tax return. And then, of course, you want to look at healthcare issues and also legacy, like who gets your stuff. So those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we do for clients, and we normally charge a $1,500 fee for that. But right now we've been waiving that for all the radio listeners. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and really take charge of your financial future and really give yourself the gift of ideally financial independence at some point, just, you know, give us a call. 800-454-1184. You can give us a call. We can set up a time to talk either on the phone or over Zoom, but 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and the mission of Heckman Financial is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. And, you know, as we do approach retirement, we are headed into some unknown territory. We've been working 30, 40 years in our careers, and all of a sudden we face retirement, and it's a whole new world. And, Eric, I kind of want to break into song, into the Aladdin song, It's a Whole New World. You know, I know you had boys, but I don't know if you ever saw the Aladdin one show where they're on the carpet and
well,
they're singing. It's a whole
They all did theater.
Okay, yeah.
So they would go along with it.
It's a whole new world. It's different than our parents and our grandparents. So we're going to talk about some helpful ways to protect our retirement income. But first, I want you to tell us how retirement has changed.
Well, the probably biggest one, of course, is the good old pension, right?
Yeah.
And unless you're, you know, around here, maybe a long time Lockheed or Northrop, or, you know, you work for the government, you know, or a teacher, something like that. Those still have some pensions, you know, public safety people. But for the most part, yeah, most of us, no more pensions, right? No more 25 years, get the gold watch and have that money for the rest of your life. And you can kick back on the rocking chair and, you know, hang out or whatever. Now, a lot of us don't want to kick back on the rocking chair because it just sounds really boring, especially
right.
to me. I mean, I hate just sitting on the beach. That's horrible. I want to go and be in the waves or do something. So, it's definitely changed. But I think that's probably the number one thing is that income security. And now, sadly enough, I mean, you know, anybody who logs onto their Social Security statement at, you know, you can go to ssa.gov, get the one of those statements, the Social Security Administration statements that they used to mail you, and now they've gone paperless. And, you know, you go there and they have that little thing that says, you know, usually around 2035 or something, you know, it changes a lot, but, you know, that there's going to be a point where they can only pay 80 or 79% of their payments. And that's scary, right? Because not only do you not have a pension, but now there's some sort of question mark at some point in Social Security payments. So yeah, that's changed a lot because it's all you now. It's nobody else, right?
Right. You know, we always talk about thanks to advancements in healthcare, we are living longer than any generation before us, which is a good thing. However, it brings challenges to retirees. So why don't you tell us about those, Eric?
Well, just along the same lines, you got no pension for life. You got some sort of question mark around Social Security, right? So you might live 10 or 15, 20 years longer. It's like, what? that's a little scary, right?
Yeah.
All that. I'm going to have less guaranteed money and I'm going to be here longer. So that you can see why the number one fear of everybody is running out of money. And it's really fun sometimes in my job when I have clients that come up with kind of some goals that, in a way, I probably should have told them, but they came up with these on their own. So recently, I just had one that was, you know, this client who's very much younger for what she's trying to do, but she's trying to retire way early. So in a way, she's like somebody who's in her 60s, but she's in her early 50s or just turned 50, actually. And her goal is to have $10,000 a month of income that's coming from guaranteed sources, from what I like to call foundational money, stuff that can't go away. And not to have that, you know, really late in life, but to have that by at least age 60 or 55. And so if she has that much money, you know, coming in, plus they got some rental income, you know, they're always going to be okay just on that basis alone, let alone their other assets, you know, that are in the market and other, you know, other areas. And so, yeah, I thought that I was like, wow, that's actually a really cool goal. And, you know, so, I quickly said, okay, here's what you're at. You know, we're already up to almost 80. So we just need to do a little bit more. And she wanted to know, what's that number that I have to do? She's been at a company that's had really great stock increases. So we said, all right, this is how much you'd have to sell to get to that number and have that set. Once you have that, I mean, if you know that you're getting 10K, you know, ignoring Social Security, ignoring all sorts of other stuff, that's a really nice peace of mind. And then if you do live a lot longer, yeah, you're not going to outlive that money. And then she could even have more money for home health care or other things, right? That also kind of plays into that whole health care question.
Wow, that's so cool. She wants to retire that early. But here's the deal. We do not know the date of our finish line, right? And so we don't know what that journey in retirement is going to be like, whether it's going to be 40, 50 years or shorter or full of, you know, issues with health and all that. So tell us how you help your clients develop more confidence and clarity that their money is going to last no matter what happens.
Yeah. And that's always kind of a moving target, right? Because like you said, there's no finish line. I mean, well, there is a finish line. It's
kind of,
I don't know if it's a finish line or an end line, right? So it's kind of like a game over line, I guess, maybe almost a better thing. But
yeah.
Hopefully that game over is quite the ways down, right? And so that journey through that game to until it finally ends. Yeah, how do you make sure you know you've got enough? How do you make sure that that's going to keep going? And you know, and then also, how do you fit other goals in? Like I had one client that they've really had a dream of buying a beach house, and they've done a really fantastic job of saving and building up money. And one thing is they didn't have kids, which saves you a ton of money.
It doesn't.
I had three of them, and we said, okay, hey, let's run some numbers, and so we kept going back and forth, and that was able. Now they were able to see that they could buy a beach house, and it's not going to kill their retirement dreams and stuff. And, you know, they may not want to retire early because it might be a little tougher. And so that's the cool thing is when you can see that and you can test it and you can model it and know it's there with taxes, inflation, everything all in there. What that tool is actually called is an income plan. And it's got to be written. It's got to be something that you can update every single year. And it's got to account for, like I said, everything, income tax, inflation, all your spending. If you retire early, how are you going to pay for health care? Then make sure you remember to account for health care 65 on. All those types of issues need to be in that plan. And then, of course, you have to figure out how do I invest not for accumulation anymore, but how do I invest for money, right? I got to turn those dollars into paychecks now. Or what we like to call playchecks, right? How do I have money to play with? And so now you need to make sure you have some foundational assets because you can't afford to just say, oh, I'm not going to take money out this year. Well, if you're retired, you don't have a choice, right? You need to keep spending money and living. And so you can't just wait for the market to recover. So that's why you need some foundational guaranteed money. You need some of that steady income money. It's always paying you cash flow. That's not, beholden to all the market whims, and then have the remainder in the market. But it can't be invested like how it was when you were working, because you can't have 100% of your money in the market. That's too scary, too crazy, and too all over the place. So, that's how we help people do that. And our process is called Building the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So we do that income plan, do that investment plan, and then more importantly, throw in the tax planning around that. I mean, we are not somebody who says, oh, go talk to somebody else about taxes. That's stupid, I think. So, you got to be able to talk about income, investments, and the tax ramifications of everything in there. And then, of course, cover healthcare. How's that going to be spending and what's that going to be like? And then legacy. Make sure all those beneficiaries are up and running the right way and make sure your people you like get the money, not the government, not the attorneys. And so, again, this is something that we've been doing for radio listeners. We've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee and just saying, hey, let's just go ahead and get this planning done. We'll show you what path you're on because everybody has an income plan. Even if they don't know where they're headed, you're headed someplace. And then we'll show you, that course. And then at the end of that second meeting, when we show you that income plan and that investment, healthcare, tax, legacy plan, then we'll say, here's some issues you need to fix. And then at that point, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. But again, this is so critical for people. If you want to just take some time out of your day and say, hey, let's get this done. Let's make sure I'm taken care of because I'm the most important person to me, right? Always. And then you can take care of your loved ones and everybody else. So, so just take a moment. And if you want, you can give us a call. We can have a discussion or a Zoom meeting either way. And so you can give us a call and book that, or you can do it online. So the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't you think if you had $1 million saved, that would be enough to retire comfortably? Eric tells us otherwise.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make decisions for your own situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. Now, becoming a millionaire is kind of a benchmark for all Americans. You know, I've always thought, oh, if only I could save $1 million. But is that even enough to retire with? And Eric, were you a fan of the Austin Powers movies with Dr. Evil in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. My husband can quote Austin Powers big time. But remember when he wanted to put the world up for ransom at $1 million?
Right, yep.
And the world leaders just laughed at him because $1 million wasn't what it had been before he'd been frozen in time. To me, $1 million is a lot. I think I'd be good with that. But is that enough to retire on? And how do you help your clients determine how much is enough for their situation?
Yeah, well, I'm always scared for people who have a set dollar amount, right? Because of that exact reason. I remember... for some reason, I was, you were mentioning, Austin Powers and Mike Myers, but
yeah,
when I was a kid, it was more Michael J. Fox and seeing him and his business-minded character that he had. Alex Keaton, and so, looking at that and, I just remember back then, I was in high school, I think, when that was on, and if you made $100,000, I mean, gosh, $100,000, you'd be so wealthy at that time.
I know.
and now at Stanford, if I think it's up to $125,000. If your family makes less than that and you get into Stanford, you don't have to pay tuition.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that's how far that number's flipped. And, I mean, the other one is Bare Naked Ladies has a song about, if I had $1 million. Well, then Bruno Mars comes out with, I want to be a billionaire, right? So, that just tells you the inflation just in songwriting, goals, right? So that's how much things change. So the hard part is, you may get to that goal of that number that you had, but what if that goal really sucks in once you get there, right? So that can be scary if that's the number, because what if you shot really low and you get there and then you find you don't have enough money to survive or to have the standard of living that you wanted, right? So a lot of times people use a 4% rule, but math is so much easier at 5%. If you guys aren't really good at math, the easiest thing is usually you can do 10%, which move the decimal point over, right? And then cut it in half, and that's 5%. So, $1 million, move the decimal point over, it's $100,000, cut it in half, 50,000. Mm-hmm. So $1 million, if you weren't trying to spend the principal and you could earn average 5%, you could be getting about $50,000 a year. So, that's $4,000, a month, right? It's not too bad. But of course, then you have to see how much are you spending, right? And how much are you getting Social Security? Are you trying to retire early? So that may or may not work depending on your spending level. I mean, I've met some people that have paid off their house that love to garden and they don't do much outside. They're just very, whatever you want to call it, homebodies, and they love that kind of lifestyle. And they can live on, $3,000-$4,000 a month. So $1 million for them is probably fine. But there's other people who want to do a ton of travel. They want to do fun stuff. They want to go see the world. They want to have dinner in nice restaurants and stuff. And they're wondering how they can only get by on $10,000 a month. Right. So if you're somebody like that, the million's not going to be enough. So, I think it's better if you have an income plan and you're looking at that income plan and saying, okay, if I need to spend this much money a month, because that's what I'm living on now, or that's this lifestyle I want, how much do I need to have saved up for that? Because also, there's some tools that can guarantee your money for the rest of your life. Well, those tools sometimes can pay out 6 or 7% because they're paying out your principal and interest, but they're guaranteed they can't run out. Well, if you're using some of these tools, then your money can last maybe way, way, way longer. And so, by good planning and using everything that's out there financially, that's really the better key. Again, that's why we set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we do is we have a first talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns. And then we set up a second meeting where we actually show you the path you're on today. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, there's no cost. We're waiving that $1,500 planning fee to radio listeners. So 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, thank you for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, what would you say are some lessons we could learn from retirements in the past? Maybe some common mistakes we should try to avoid?
Well, the number one biggest issue is the fancy term is sequence of returns. But I basically call it luck. And luck is a very hard tool to master. Right, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, you know, one of the things we use lots of times in if we're doing talks or educational webinars, and you know, you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and see what things we have upcoming. But one of the things we often will talk about is having one portfolio where somebody took the money out in the 90s, and then that same person took that same money out of that same portfolio in the 2000s. And the difference, this is of a $500,000 portfolio, the difference after 10 years is over $1 million difference in value on
good
500.
Grief. Oh.
So in other words, one was almost out of money and one had made money. And this is with the same investment. You go, hold it, the same investment, one person had tons of money and one person had almost no money. How can that be? Because, you know, oh, it's supposed to be who's the best advisor or who's got the best tools or who's got the best trading stuff, right? You see all that junk on TV or, mm-hmm. you know, here I'm gonna log on to Robinhood and make all this money, or I'm going to do all this day trading and make all this. It's not the investment tools. It was literally the luck of the draw of what were the returns when that person was withdrawing money, because the rules change monstrously when you're withdrawing versus accumulating. Because when you're accumulating the money, ups and downs don't matter because you didn't take anything out. When you're taking it out, it makes a monster, monster difference. So I think the biggest mistake that people don't realize and don't know enough about is the fact that you're going to most likely be retired for 3 decades. And statistically speaking, if you look at the law of the past decades, we've had some good ones and some bad ones, but typically about every decade out of 3 decades is bad. So the luck factor is, do you get that bad decade the first, the second, or the third decade? Obviously, it's really best to have it in the third decade. But if you have in that first one, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to work when you're in your 70s, right? You know, you have to have a plan, and you have to have some other assets, some stuff that's guaranteed, some stuff that pays some steady income. If you have it all market money, you are pretty much guaranteed not to have a great successful retirement, because you're going to have that bad decade at some point. And what's that going to do? So I think it's probably the number one common mistake that people don't learn from is, or don't know enough about, is the fact that they need to have some other planning for when they withdraw versus accumulate.
So then here's the deal. How do you help people build a retirement plan that's designed to stand the test of time, no matter what challenges they face?
Well, it's all about having options, right? I mean, you know, I was a scout and all my boys were in scouts, and I'm still scout leader. I'll someday get out of it.
I don't know. Then you'll have grandkids.
Yeah, after 15, 20 years, maybe, you know, but, and one of the big things there, of course, is be prepared, right? And, you know, so you want to have options. And to me, the biggest, scariest thing is anybody who has 100% of their money all in the market, so stocks and bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, if they have 100% of the money in the market, when things go bad, they have zero options. There is no, it's really what you're doing is you're saying, okay, which one was the best because it lost the least? I'm going to sell that, which makes no sense. Because that's kind of like getting rid of your star player because your team's been losing. You know, but you don't want to get rid of the worst thing because it's the one that lost the worst, but that's usually where you should go. You know, so really what you want to do is have some options, have some alternatives. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial and stuff. So one of the things we've done is we actually set up some free reports that people can download. And, you know, just getting that education is so, so critical too. So, you know, if you want to talk more about having your money last, you know, one of the things that we can do is, of course, we can send you a report called Money. And, you know, how long will your money last? As long as you do, of course. And so all you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 454-1184, or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I've got my special contributor here, a monthly guest, Marilyn Brown Ross from Open Mortgage. She's a reverse mortgage specialist. So great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So I guess we always have to start off. What's going backward? What's going forward? And all that stuff. So what exactly and who can get a reverse mortgage and why do we care, right?
Exactly. Anybody, 62 and over can get a reverse mortgage. Depending on the value of the property, the mortgage amount, if there is none, you can still get it. You can take the money various ways. There's several different programs. We have a brand new FHA program coming out January 1st, 2021. The lending limit on that, it's called the HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. Right now, through the end of the year, the lending limit is $765,550. Even if the home is worth $2 million, you're only going to get a portion of the $765,000. But for some people, that really works because they have no mortgage and they'll give them plenty of money.
It's a way to get tax-free cash out of your house. You don't have to move. You don't have to pay an insane amount of capital gains, right,
exactly,
from all those years you live there. And
the nice part is now, January 1st, 21, that's being increased to $822,375. So it's going to give you more money from the amount. Now, if the house appraises for $500,000, $600,000, you get a portion of that. The reverse mortgage is not a loan-to-value mortgage. It's an age-to-value. The older you are, the more money is available. So that increase is going to help a lot of people. And a lot of people, we're really busy right now because it's a great tool. A lot of people are in the 60s, still working, laid off their jobs during this pandemic, and it gets rid of your mortgage payment. So
it's a great new tool for 2021. I mean, it's been a great tool for 2020, but it's about $50,000 more available, which again, you get a percentage based on your age. So
absolutely,
the $50K increase in lending might be for a 62-year-old, not all 50, right?
It's a percentage. Oh, no, it won't be all 50. It's a percentage, but it's a nice bump.
Yeah.
It's a nice bump.
Yeah. And so, I mean, one of the great things about this is it's a great financial planning tool because the money comes in tax-free because it's a loan, right? It's not selling the house, not a capital gain, not getting money out of stuff. And, it's not taking money out of your IRA, so you're going to have to pay taxes on it and all those bad effects.
Reverse mortgage has always had not a good reputation, let's say. When it started back in the 80s under Reagan, it really wasn't a good program because whoever did your loan would say, we're going to go on your title, which meant they were your partners. So you sold the house, they got
part of your
equity.
Yeah, part of your gains, not just your loan, but part of your gains.
The gains. But it didn't last that long, but it was so bad that people today still say to me, I'd love to do this. However, I want to leave my house to my children.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time, too, if I bring it up.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I want to leave. And that's exactly, this is a loan. Like you have, let's say you have a mortgage with Wells Fargo, just anybody. They have a lien on your property. They don't have against your property. It's just a lien. When you sell that property, they get paid. The reverse mortgage is exactly the same. It's a lien. Nobody goes on your title to say you own part of the house. It's just a lien, exactly like a traditional mortgage. The difference being you don't have to make a payment. You can, if you choose to, 1 month you might say, wow, I can make double the payment, or I can only make $500 this month. But you never have to. That's the big difference. And there's no way anybody could foreclose on you. As with a traditional mortgage, you miss your payments.
Yeah, that's...
you're out. But this one, they can't. The things you have to do with a reverse is pay your property tax, insurance, homeowner's insurance, and keep the house in decent repair. And nobody could ever take you out of that house. You know, you can live in it till you're 150. When you sell it, your loan gets paid off, whatever it is that you use, and you get the rest. It's just like a traditional mortgage.
I mean, the crazy part, too, is especially with Bay Area, you know, historical home prices and the increases, you know, yeah, okay, you took some money out, your loan's going to be bigger, but statistically speaking, the appreciation should keep moderate or mostly pace with that loan increase. So you're actually not even probably losing any equity. Yeah. And now some places you may be even gaining, right? Of course, you could be losing some places too, depending on what it is. Yeah. So compared to selling, compared to paying all those taxes, getting a new property tax basis, all those fun things. I mean, yeah.
I had a lady that called me, and they had purchased a home in 1968 for $38,000 in Palo Alto, downtown Palo Alto.
Price of a car.
Yes. And
cheap car.
1,100 square feet, 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. 5,000 square foot lot.
Wow.
And she needed money. Her husband passed away. And she went to her financial planner. Unfortunately, it wasn't you. And he said, wow, you're going to get killed with capital gains. So she had the house appraised. It appraised for $3.8
million. She from $38,000 to $3.8
million. And not one improvement on the house. It was spotless, but not one improvement. So he said, the only thing you're going to do is get a reverse mortgage, because that's the only thing that makes sense. Then when you pass the home to your daughter, she had a daughter, they tax get the step up. Exactly.
Yeah.
If you sell it now, you're going to pay all that tax and take it out from your daughter's inheritance.
Yeah.
So well, that's what she
million
did.
Dollar tax bill or
exactly.
something like that.
So,
yeah.
And she's so happy. Now, we talked about the HECM, but there's jumbo products, and those are for the higher valued homes. And there's several different ways you can do it. You can take out all the cash. You can leave it in a line of credit. There's 3 or 4 different ways you can do that. And that's where I come in. You call me, I will put together, just ask you some questions about what's your goals? What are you looking to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then we decide together on the right product for you.
Okay. And so, yeah, again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Marilyn Brown Ross of Open Mortgage talking about reverse mortgages. And, just real quickly, if somebody did want to give you a call, what was that number?
408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of uses for the reverse mortgage. I mean, it can be such a great tool. And lots of times people, you get that whole thing. Oh, I mean, almost instantly, but if I mention people
instantly.
Like, oh, no, I wouldn't want to do any of those. And it's like, but you'll go out and get a home equity line of credit with a super dangerous interest rate that's going to keep increasing when rates ever go back up. And then you also have a monthly payment. And as you borrow out more, the monthly payment gets bigger. And then sometimes you see people have to get another loan to cover that loan. Yeah, and it's like, hold on, why are you?
Because of the nature of it, everybody's heard such bad things. But truly, it was bad at one time. But now, for the right person, it's not right for everybody. And that's where we come in to say, you should probably try something else, or this is perfect for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is not calling one of those 800 numbers that you see on TV or something and say, hey, we'll get you one, right? Because they're not going to tell you, hey, this is good or bad, and whoever the operator is getting paid to make an appointment or a sale or, the next move, right, type of thing. So
that's exactly right, yeah. Eric. You call those numbers, they're only interested in closing a deal for themselves for that. But truly and I think you've known me long enough to know, I'm going to meet with the client, or of course now, if they want to meet, I put on my mask, they put on their mask, but we can do it over the phone. But I want to analyze the situation, and I've had people tell me, I told one lady, this really isn't right for you, because she was going to sell this house in 3 months, she said.
Oh, but
yeah, and I said, no. She goes, I can't believe you're telling me no. I've called other companies, and they're very anxious to do it. That's where my ethics come in. I'm right. going to do what's right for the client, not for me. Of course, I'm here to make a living, but if I have to make money on doing something wrong, I might as well get out of the business because I can't live with myself that way.
Yeah. And then one of the other kind of, I guess, you know, drawbacks or things that people have always said that were really bad about reverse mortgages is they're always only variable loan rates. And that's,
oh, no.
And that's not correct anymore, right?
No, we have fixed, we have variables. And that's another thing. We go over each one to say, and variables have a cap on them, depending on which product mm-hmm. that you're showing. So that's where we need to sit down and discuss your personal situation because everybody's different. Everybody has a different situation. So there isn't one rule that says, okay, this is what you're going to do. It's got to be discussed. Doing one right now where he owed enough that it was going to use all the money. I think there was like $20,000 left. And it's a locked in fixed rate at 3.06, which is certainly not a bad situation.
Gosh, there's just so many different things you can use with this tool. So yeah, the best thing is do is give Marilyn a call and you know she'll set up a time. Again, why don't you give us that phone number again?
It's 408-722-0010. And of course, there's never a charge. I'll meet with you, talk to you on the phone. No charge.
Yeah.
That's what that way. And it's again, it's 408-722-0010.
Well, and also we have a link on wealthcreatorradio.com. Yeah, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and this is something that you can get. Just head to his website and request that or even give them a call. And of course, the number is 800-454-1184. So on our show, Eric, you often tell us challenges or risks that do exist in retirement. Always great information that we can gain knowledge from, stuff that we all need to know as we prepare for retirement. So, Eric, give us an example of another someone who's experienced a financial obstacle in retirement.
Yeah, well, this isn't as much in retirement as kind of, I guess, planning to retirement. Mm-hmm. But, okay. You know, there's a lot of people like to do taxes on their own and they, you know, or they'll do investing on their own, which is fine. You know, I do a lot of home improvement on my own and often it works out well. Sometimes it doesn't. And so, you know, just like anything, right? If you've done it more, you're easier able to do it. And if you got more tools or the right tool, lots of times it can take you 10 minutes. If you have the wrong tool, it can take you 4 hours. And same thing with taxes. And, you know, I was recently meeting with somebody who's a radio listener and, you know, he had two IRAs and I happened to notice he's had contributions on both his IRAs. And he was doing $500 a month to both IRAs, which is normally okay. But the problem is the maximum for a year is $7,000. And so now all of a sudden he's, you know, on track to put to over contribute and break the law basically of by $5,000. So, you know, we got to take that money back out. He may owe an excise tax penalty for overfunding. You know, but I've also seen some other people where they've done other things like they've got company stock in a 401k, and they've been told by somebody or they just did it on their own and they just rolled that money over. Well, there's this really cool strategy called net unrealized appreciation where you can take that stock out and only pay tax on the cost basis, not how much it's worth now. And if you've been in that company for 15, 20, 30 years, I mean, that could be a huge amount of money. I mean, I've literally had one client where it was $70,000 was how much we were saving them on taxes by using this little trick. And so again, it's one of these things where, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so how do you not know what you don't know? Well, you got to talk to somebody, right? I mean, that's the only way to do it. You know, so sometimes you may not want to do it, or you may think, hey, I'm doing fine on my own. And then little did you know, you just cost yourself a lot of money or lost a lot of, you know, really great tax benefits that could have been there for you. So what's the solution to that? Really, well, it's having a plan, having somebody who's professional, who does this all day long. And what we can do is set up an introductory call just to find out, you know, if this, you know, fits for you, if you want to go ahead and take advantage of it. Again, there's no cost or obligation. So if you want to set up a time to talk to us, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. So we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.